In the front lobby of the Duval School's administration building, parents are getting ready for a new school year. They'll be leaving their children and trust in the hands of teachers for about 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. This past school year, some teachers violated that trust. Three Westside High employees allegedly had sex with students, and one Thomas Jefferson Elementary School teacher was charged with molesting a third grader. Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says the allegations deeply trouble him, but the focus shouldn't be on the school district's reputation.
The focus needs to be on the individual, the perpetrator.
He says DCPS did everything right, starting with background checks that ask for more information than what's required by law.
They are required to report any investigation that was linked to child abuse, even if it was unfounded.
And all four of the recent alleged offenders passed those background checks. Then, Vitti says as soon as the school board was notified of an allegation, the investigation team began working quickly that day.
If there's any remote evidence that it is possible, plausible, that the allegation is true, then we remove the individual from the learning environment.
The accused employee is sent to a warehouse on the north side of town to work on different tasks and wait. Meanwhile, a series of investigations are taking place.
You have the investigation that takes place at the district level on the more employee side. Then you have the criminal investigation, and then you have the investigation done by DCF.
And if the allegations are substantiated by the district, the employee is fired. But then there's the child. Angela Mann is a UNF professor and a licensed psychologist. She says she's worked with children and adolescents who are abused by adults. She says especially with young kids.
They tend to be very distracted. They might be more irritable. They can often start engaging in more impulsive or hyperactive behaviors.
And with older teens?
Their brain is still developing, and their ability to plan for even short or long-term outcomes related to the kinds of relationships that they're engaging in. And most importantly, their ability to recognize the power differential and the boundaries that should be in place in these types of relationships is really still developing.
But in both cases, she says kids can learn to see a trusted adult's behavior as normal, even when the law says it's not. So she says children are given counseling. Florida Department of Children and Families spokesman John Harrell says DCF typically starts the treatment plan.
We're connecting them with the experts. We're connecting them with those therapists. And with those counselors.
He says they leave the rest to the experts. Professor Mann says inappropriate relationships between teachers and teens are sometimes taken too lightly.
Where are those boundaries? Is it appropriate to text with your teacher? Those are the kinds of conversations that I wish we were having more on the front end rather than after the fact.
But Superintendent Vitti says teachers know the rules and they're required to report inappropriate relationships.
We have gone above and beyond to make sure that everyone understands the code of ethics, professionalism. There is no training on common sense.
The investigation at Westside High School is ongoing to determine if anyone else knew of the three student-teacher relationships. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.